Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Yolanda. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for asking. I had a credit card charge to come out of my off of my card that I get paid off of, an amount of $99, and that's not my charge. And they said that this was the phone number, and it was Inspire who took the money out of my account, but I have not authorized anybody to take any money out of my account.
Okay, ma'am. May I have a zip code so I can see if I can find an account for you?
Yes, ma'am. 32507.
Your first and last name?
Julie Bergen.
Mrs. Bergen, could you verify an address?
8530 San Juan Calzada, Pensacola, Florida, 32507.
Okay, ma'am. It's showing that on January 15th, you paid $6.95 for a smartwatch, free shipping and handling. It was a free trial. And if you didn't cancel the trial, you get charged full price for the product.
No, ma'am. I did not do that, and I want my refund.
Ma'am, is there anyone in your household who could have ordered this product without your knowledge?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am. Well,
it's only me and my husband.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I would cancel this.
That is highway robbery. That
ma'am,
is ridiculous.
I'm going to cancel
yes.
your account and transfer you to the fraud department, and they will investigate to find out who used your card without your authorization. They take credit card fraud very seriously. I'm a prosecutor.
And I want my $99 put back on my card. I just went back to work today. It was the money I had to have gas to go to work. So I got paid in a week from now. And I don't have any money. That's the only money I had. I kept on my card for 2 weeks after I got paid, saving it to have gas to go to work. I need that money put back on my card.
Okay, ma'am, your account has been canceled out, and I'm getting you transferred over to the fraud department right now. Hold, please.